الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن دونهما جنتان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان مدهامتان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيهما عينان نضاختان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيهما فاكهة ونخل ورمان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. صدق الله العظيم. Whatever little advices will be shared is first for myself. Nobody is perfect. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَعَلَمُوا بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. We sincerely regard every Muslim better than myself, especially those fortunate ulama that are teaching the madrasa. We have a lot of love and respect for them, the imams of our masjid who recite beautiful Quran for Fajr, Maghrib, Isha. Allah give our ulama ikram good health, afiyat, long life, and keep the shadow of the ulama on us for a very, very long time. For a few weeks now, we are doing Surah Ar-Rahman, which was one of the famous surahs of the Quran. And we recited verse number 62 till 68. When Allah Ta'ala speaks about Jannah, Allah sent us into this world for this short while. We read our Farz Salah on its time, meals with Jama'ah. We recite Quran Sharif, we recite Zikrullah. We display good character with one another, especially taking care of our parents, elderly citizens. Whatever good work is done sincerely, charities, lillah, zakah charities, etc., Allah will reward us in the akhirat. We hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Those that fear Allah, Allah will give them two paradise. Allah alone knows the exact description of that beautiful Jannah. Allah tells this verse is again, He'll give us more Jannah. And which bounty of Allah can the two of us deny? And the trees in Jannah, mudahammatan, both dark green trees. In this world, we have to plant a seed, then the tree grows, we have to water it. In winter, the plants get dry, and then in summer, it gets green again. But in Jannah, we don't have to take care of the trees. It will remain green forever, never get dry, and will be beautiful. And they will be, both have gushing springs. They are beautiful springs running. The ulama gave different explanation. Normally, if you have a spring running in a farm to irrigate the crops and the trees and the vegetables, fruit trees, etc., so that water that is running on the ground, nobody will drink it like that. For drinking water, maybe by the one section where the water, clean water comes out, that area they may have a tap or a cup nearby, that where the clean water comes out, we can drink that water. But once the water goes into the irrigation channels to water the plants, that that water we can't drink because it gets mixed up with the sand, etc. But the distinguishing factor of Jannah, paradise, is that beautiful streams, that water will be so clean, so beautiful, that although it will be taking, irrigating the trees, we'll be able to drink from it, and there's no fear of sickness, of cholera, or anything. And the beautiful trees of Jannah, فِيهِمَا فَاكِهَةُ وَنَخْلُ وَرُمَّانُ, they are fruit trees, trees of date palms and pomegranates. Sometimes we buy dates, and sometimes worms come out, or if you keep it for very long, it can go off, etc. But the fruits of Jannah, they won't have any worms, it doesn't go off or anything. Now let's focus on some good action that will take us to Jannah. I came across a very beautiful and comprehensive hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I got Riyaz al-Salihin with me, the English translation on page number 58. On the chapter of Sabr, there's one beautiful hadith here mentioning Muslim Sharif. One Abi Malik al-Haris ibn Asim al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu qal, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الطهور شطر الإيمان والحمد لله تملأ الميزان وسبحان الله والحمد لله تملأني وتملأ ما بين السماوات والأرض والصلاة نور والصدقة برهان والصبر ضياء والقرآن حجة لك أو عليك كل الناس يغدو فبائع نفسه فمعتقها وموبقها رواه مسلم. Al-Harith ibn Asim al-Ash'ari radiyallahu narrates that our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that purity, cleanliness is half of Iman. Islam is such a beautiful religion. It teaches us every aspect of our life. Married couples, after having intimacy, to have a farz ghusl before the next Farz Salah, before Fajr. To make a Farz Salah qaza is a major, major sin. But before reading Salah, we need to have wuzu. And the conditions of Salah is our body needs to be clean. Our clothing needs to be clean. The place where we read Salah needs to be clean. Allah reward our muazzins and all those that assist in vacuuming the masjid. Everyone that reads Salah in the masjid, the muazzin will get the sawab. Sometimes I meet the muazzin, I tell them, the little salary that you get, don't make intention that you are getting it for your azan. But he says that for reward for azan, Allah will give you Jannah. But maybe for cleaning the wuzu khana or something, you are taking some salary. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will honor the muazzin, the next will be tall and handsome, they'll be distinguished. And say, these are the people who used to call out the azan. So we need to have love, respect for them. And cleanliness is very, very important. And Salah, we stand shoulder to shoulder. In the summer months, sometimes our work entails a lot of perspiration, working in the sun. Some people are fortunate, they work in an air-conditioned environment. Or some people, their houses are far, even in summer, they don't have a vehicle of their own. So maybe they left clean at home, but by the time they took a walk and they came to the masjid, they were perspiring. Allah make it easy. But cleanliness is part of our Iman. Then the action that will take us to Jannah, reciting different types of zikrullah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. These words will fill the scales of good deeds. And we know the famous hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. These two words, it's easy to recite, beloved to Allah. On the scales of good deeds on the day of Qiyamah, it will be very heavy and weighty and will make us go to Jannah very quickly. That was salatu nurun. Salah is a light. Every good action we do, a spiritual light comes in our heart and mind. And when a person commits sin, black spots come. And when salah is there correctly, properly, Allah says, Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar wala zikrullahi akbar. That verily salah protects a person from sins and immoral activities. A person in the masjid is reading salah, but outside the masjid is doing something haram. That means his salah is not read correctly, properly. May Allah protect us. وَالصَّدَقَةُ بُرْحَانٌ. Charity will be a proof and evidence for us to go to Jannah. A generous person, قَرِيبٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِنَ الرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَرِيبٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ and قَرِيبُ الْجَنَّةِ وَبَعِيدٌ مِنَ النَّارِ. See, a generous person is close to Allah, close to Rasulullah, close to the people, close to Jannah, paradise, and far away from Jahannam. And a stingy person who does not give his zakat correctly or use the money for something haram, may Allah protect us, and doesn't have the quality of assisting the poor and needy, then Allah dislikes this person, not fulfills the rights of the wealth. May Allah protect us. And that money, if he did not give his faraz zakat, that money could take him to Jahannam. May Allah protect us. وَالصَّبْرُ ضِيَاءٌ. And patient virtues, patience is a lot of, is light. One is, when somebody tries to make you angry, you said, A'udhu billahi min shaitani rajim, and you walk away and you be patient. The ulama has given three types of patience. One is sabr ala al-musiba, some difficulty happened. You had a robbery, somebody passed away, somebody fell sick all of a sudden. Say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This condition came from Allah. رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رَسُولًا وَنَبِيًّا. Sometimes it's easy to give consolement to others that are going through some difficulty. But the difficulty happens to fall on us or on that person. Allah knows best what will be our condition. We always make dua for afiyah. And I was reading one kitab recently. When difficulty falls into a person, there's a saying in Urdu, Kabar ka hal murdar janta hai. What's happening in the grave, the deceased person, a Muslim died with Iman, read his Faraz Salah, read Quran, Allah made the grave a garden of Jannah. And those that leave the world without Iman, aliyazu billah, they could be punished in the grave. On top, people are throwing flowers, or giving a military salute and all types of honor to the deceased. But Allah knows best what is happening in the grave. Similarly, a person had a very huge financial loss or somebody immediate in the family fell very sick or some other difficulty happened. So what experience that person is going through, only Allah Ta'ala knows, but Allah must not test us. The other type of sabr is sabr ala ta'ah. We make sabr in carrying out the commands of Allah. At the time of Fajr we are sleeping, but we get up in the cold winter morning, make wuzu, and even we make sabr in reading Quran. Sometimes we feel lazy. We got the time, but we don't want to read. So you fight your nafs and make wuzu and read Quran, zikrullah, authentic Islamic literature. The third type of sabr is sabr ala al-ma'asiyah. A person is tempted to do something haram, but he abstains from those haram for the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wal-Qur'an hujjatun laka wa alayka. The Qur'an Sharif on the day of Qiyamah, it will either take us to Jannah or it will be an evidence against us. Example in the Qur'an says salah is faraz. And we're reading those ayats about salah and zakah, but they're not reading the faraz salah, and they're not discharging the zakat. Allah says, mustn't speak lies, but we speak in lies. Allah says, Allah la'natullahi al-kazibin. The curse of Allah is on the liars. and the person is speaking lies. Allah says, Allah la'natullahi ala al-zalimeen. Allah's curse is on the oppressors, and a person is oppressing the next person. So sometimes these verses could be against us. There's another verse of the قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. The believing men and women must control their gazes from casting lustful glances to the opposite gender. So, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Don't go places where you'd be tempted to commit adultery and zina. May Allah protect us. So we read these ayats of the Quran, but we don't practice on it. I am myself guilty. Allah give us tawfiq of making tawbah and istighfar. And Allah Ta'ala must guide us to do many, many good actions that will take us to Jannah, inshaAllah al-Aziz. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.